Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
KISM, our Knucklehead runners-up today. Let's begin in South Carolina with the drug dealer who, well, he thought he was texting a prospective buyer. He texted off a picture of a stack of marijuana and a pistol. All right, you want to buy this stuff? Let's go. So he texted it out, and the recipient said, yeah, I want to buy that stuff. Let's meet up. Meet up. He realizes he texted the wrong number. He texted a cop. And the cop came in and put that 31-year-old in jail. He found a buyer. It's not the kind of buyer he was looking for.
Yeah.
A customer, anyways. Japanese fire chief, also a runner-up this week.
Yeah, he's trying to be the good son and help out his parents. And so he's clearing some brush around his parents' house when he notices there's some, what he thought were either bees, murder hornets, some kind of flying, stinging thing. And he said, man, I got to protect myself. So he pulled out a road flare and lit that thing off, thinking the smoke and the flare would drive away the bees. It didn't. He ended up throwing them at it. It lands in the grass and starts a fire. And he's the fire chief.
Should know better. So should our 930 Knucklehead winner today. That's the politician who zoomed from the bathroom.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
A lawmaker in Canada is apologizing for participating in a Zoom session of Parliament while he was in a bathroom stall. 55-year-old guy represents a district in Ontario, and he took part in a bill debate while he was in the bathroom. Fortunately, the session was not available for general public viewing.
Well, a toilet paper roll is kind of like a scroll, you know, when you scroll those things out and read them.
Only his fellow lawmakers could see him in there, and he thought he was getting away with it until a woman said, are you in a bathroom right now? Because your background looks kind of strange to me. Like a bunch of phone numbers written on a wall and yeah, names and stuff.
One of those toilet seat holder things that goes on the seat. Yeah.
Our 930 Knucklehead winner, thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Oh, yeah. And the weekend's just about here. And Polly O'Curie and the Rhythm Method are going to be playing some live music on stage Saturday night. And there's always something good to eat. So check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.